Time now on KBRB to continue our winter sports preseason interviews. We are with Coach Todd Hale. He is the boys basketball coach there for the West Holt Huskies. And Coach, you do lose a couple of key players off of last year's team that we know of, and you'll have to look to fill some holes in their areas. But basically, you know what I saw the Huskies in the preseason jamboree, looks like you have things going pretty good so far. And let's first of all talk about those that you got to replace, and maybe who's going to step up for those guys.
Yeah, just thinking about those two guys, you know, Nate Wallinger was just, he was a really solid defender. He, you know, we could always count on him to guard guys in the post that were bigger than him or taller than him, and he was just a real savvy defensive player. And he wasn't a great offensive player, but, you know, he had to respect him a little bit. And then probably Jakeem, you know, offensively could go off for 30, you know, so he was always an offensive threat and just a really good athlete defensively. So you know, I don't know if we're going to have, I don't think we have guys that can necessarily do the same, have the same game that those guys had, but I think we have a lot of players this year that are kind of generalists. I mean, they don't really stand out on one side of the court or the other. They're pretty athletic kids. So I think we're, you know, fill those voids with maybe four guys, because I look at our team right now and I think there's 8, 9, 10 guys that are in the mix for, you know, a lot of playing time. So we kind of maybe replace them, but with a whole team concept, team mentality, then maybe just one or two guys stepping up.
Well, the Jamboree is a chance for you to find out maybe who's going to step up, what team members gel together. But let's first of all start about talking about the first five guys that you put out on the floor in the Jamboree. Tell us a little bit about those guys if you can, and then we'll get to the next level of guys.
Yeah, I think we started against St. Mary's, Tyler Yelnick at the point guard. Of course, Tyler started last year. And really trusting to run the offense. He's got a lot of experience. Athletic kid. He did really well in cross country. He can jump and can run the floor. And then we started the other three seniors with Tyler Weston Mathis, who's got a little bit of varsity experience, played a lot of JV for us last year. I thought he came away from that with a lot of confidence. Kid can shoot. Same thing with Ian Larson. His shot's gotten better, and I think he's grown another inch or two. So he's up there about 6'5" at a wing spot. Long arms, can defend pretty well in different spots, different positions. Lincoln Conrad started. He was a starter last year. About halfway through the season, he made that switch. Just a good young player. He's trying to improve on both ends of the court. And then Bryce Steinkraus, who played a lot for us behind Nate last year at the five spot. And Bryce, I think, is filled out a little bit. He's a lot more mature. Going to be a little more physical this year. So we did start those four seniors, and then Lincoln at the Jamboree, and the next five are a lot of sophomores. Nick Hansen at point, and Drake Nemeth, Andrew Rensler at the wings, and Mason Crumrine and Zach Huey in the post. And those guys are going to be good athletes. They've matured a lot since they were freshmen. And I felt like when they were on the floor, we ran the ball really well, defended different positions well.
Well, Coach, what I really took out of that second unit, of course, I was there watching everybody play, was for as young as they are, how under control that they actually played.
Yeah, I felt like there was times that, you know, I thought they were, you know, going to fall down or, you know, go out of bounds or something or turn it over. And they made a play. As I remember, we had a lot of outlet passes that I thought, well, that's not going to get there. And they did. And then, you know, they were able to catch the ball and then look ahead. And those guys are pretty savvy at being able to run the floor.
Well, let's talk about start off of the season. Of course, you have six or seven games, and then you get into the holiday break, and then you're back for what is a juggernaut of a month and a half of basketball before you head to the end of the season. But what are you looking for out of the first, for say, part of the season, right before Christmas, out of your basketball team?
Well, I think mainly to be able to go into a game being ready to play. I thought we learned a little bit at the Jamboree that, you know, we kind of got hit in the mouth right away by St. Mary's to knock down some shots. And, just learning the mentality of being able to come in and compete right away. But we're going to get a great test out of Creighton in our first game. They're kind of young like us, but really athletic. You know, I think we need to be able to execute our offense a little bit better over last year, because we're not going to have that guy that can just, you know, get the ball and create something. So we're going to have to help each other out offensively, set good screens and that type of thing. And yeah, our first three games are going to be, we're going to step up and play Ord, our second game. Obviously they went deep into the football playoffs, so they're going to be a physical team. And then we're going to come back and play Ainsworth, which, you know, we got a good test there Monday night. So, and I look for Ainsworth to be absolutely one of the better D1 teams. So we're going to meet a Burwell team. That'll probably be they're rebuilding. And then CWC before Christmas. So we're going to get a good test right away. And looking for us to just play good defense, play solid defense, and then execute on offense a little bit better so we get good shots.
Coach, C27 coming up into the year, Elkhorn Valley, Osmond Randolph joining this year, Plainview, Summerlin, and West Holt. I know that's a long ways down and down the list, but before you know it, it'll be here, and we wish you and the West Holt Husky boys basketball team the best of luck this year.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.